Hello, my name is Yvonne Cullen, and this poem is called Magi. We wake already on our way, by camel, the road a silk ribbon, or some years in the only car on a highway over yellow mountains. Early villages send dogs, template jeans flag your balconies. Laughter lifts sometimes from men and women homebound. In storms we wait out, they blow like weed on strands. Their laughter polishes the stars and we recall being celebrants a first time. In bars we watch your faces, they are like flower heads. Your year-end news, asking things, what must I do? And are only a story of witnesses ready this year again on the day before Epiphany, who might potter in a rented house, tune the radio over southeasterlies so. Behind the steering wheel, you'll be saying now, sits a blackened skeleton and you'll be listening. I had a son in 1947 and I had him fostered, you will be saying, and you'll tune in your sorrow. I flung my arms around him, you'll be saying, and you listening. You listening, you saying, he flung his arms around me. This poem imagines the Magi as if they were still on the road. So it's a bit of a flight of fancy. And it's also a bit of a hymn to radio. And the situation of the poem was a new year spent in the late 90s in Inishbofin, in storms and listening to a lot of radio and watching the year-end television news in the pub and watching people watching that. It was a year when there had been a lot of sad news. And there was a lot to round up for the broadcasters, I think. And the poem includes a quote from Robert Fisk from The Sorrow and the Pity, and also a piece from a woman who was interviewed on RTÉ at the time about having given up her son and not seen him for 50 years. And the original kind of spark or the moment for the poem was seeing three elderly men on a flatbed truck crossing Inishbofin on a stormy afternoon around the Feast of the Epiphany delivering a washing machine. So that's where that all came from.